layer Jell-O, fruit, and whipped cream in glasses for a truly peppy party parfait. Well, I love a parfait with pep. Hold it right there, Naomi. Where do you think you're going?
I have had a terrible day at Food Circus, Miss Harper. I've got to get downstairs and take a load off.
You just leave your load right there. I need you to help me get ready for Reverend and Ms. Meacham.
Oh, no. I'm exhausted. Can't you invite them to dinner some other night?
Are you nuts? Reverend Meacham's schedule is booked. As it is, he had to back out of giving that invocation at the opening of the new Baskin-Robbins. All right, come on now. Let's get in here and get the table set.
All right, but you owe me one.
Benton, for crying out loud, pick up these newspapers. The Reverend's gonna think we've been housebreaking puppies in here.
Gee, Mama, what's the big deal? Reverend Meacham seen the inside of our house before?
Only at weddings and funerals. And there's nothing like a dead body to keep you from noticing the dust bunnies under the sofa.
Well, if it makes you so nervous, why did you invite the Meachams over to dinner in the first place?
Well, I have never been one to toot my own horn, but I think it's time you two heard the good news. Naomi, guess who has been nominated for president of the Church Ladies League?
Who?
Pia Zadora.
Does she go to our church?
I'm talking about me, you nitwit.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Congratulations,
oh,
Miss Harper.
Congratulations, Mama.
Well, thank you. Anyway, I haven't got it yet. It's between me and that busybody, Roselle Huplander.
Oh, well, you got it all sewed up. Nobody's going to vote for that old bat.
It is not by votes, Naomi. The Reverend appoints the president. And Alberta Meacham and Roselle are just like this.
They've got arthritis?
Lord, give me strength.
Papa? For crying out loud? What did you do, mug Mr. Whipple?
No, I was just TPing Melanie Noble's front yard.
You did what in her front yard?
I TP'd it. It's where you throw rolls of toilet paper all over the trees and the bushes to show a girl how much you love her.
Oh, that is so sweet. And what did Melanie do to show that she loves you back?
She called the cops.
Bubba Higgins, have you forgotten that you are on probation from juvenile hall? One more run-in with the law, mister, and you're going to be TPing the slammer.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hey, Bubba, speaking of the clink, did you read about that girl who busted out of juvenile hall?
What girl?
Well, it says here in the paper that she jumped from the fence into Ray River and swam to freedom. Her name is Bonita Rokiki.
Oh, no. Not the Keek.
The Keek?
That's what we called her. She was the meanest kid at juvie. Once she took a bite out of the warden's desk.
Would you look at that face? Al Capone in a ponytail.
What is she in for?
Well, when she didn't get elected prom queen, she burned down her high school.
All right, fine, fine. Will you please pick up this trash and get on upstairs and change into something nice for the Meachums? And wear a tie.
Oh, Grandma, not a tie.
Bubba, mind your grandmother.
I want you wearing a tie, too, mister.
Oh, Mama, not a tie.
Little bit, I move on. Naomi, you get in here and help me finish these parfaits.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no! My whipping cream! Oh, no! My peppy party parfaits are ruined.
Oh, well, you see, what's happened here is that you left that mixmaster on too long.
Well, thank you, Julia Child. Open the window, you dork!
Oh, no! The Keek! Bonita, what are you doing here?
I can't resist a nerd in paisley underwear.
Gee, Bonita, how'd you find me?
I saw you running down the street and I followed your toilet paper trail. Did you hear I busted out?
Sure. It was in all the papers, Keek.
What did you call me?
Bonita. I called you Bonita.
That's good, because the last scuzzbag who called me Keek got a tongue-ectomy.
Well, it served him right. Listen, been great seeing you, Bonita. You'll have to climb back up again sometime.
I ain't gone anywhere. I've been on the run for 2 days. I'm starved and I need a place to hide out.
Well, how about the new Raymata Inn down by the mall?
Listen, slime bag, I'm staying here, and anybody that stands in my way is dead meat.
All right, Bubba, I know what's going on in here. You don't fool me, mister. I know exactly what you're up to.
You do?
Yes, you're fooling with them drums when you're supposed to be getting your clothes on.
Oh, right.
All right, now listen. I have been nominated for the president of the Church Ladies League, and Reverend and Mrs. Meacham are coming over here tonight, and it's very important to me. Bubba, I'm not trying to sell you a vacuum cleaner. Now open the damn door. Bubba, will you quit styling around and put on your shirt and tie?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just about to do that.
Fine. What is it now?
I'm out of shirts. Ties, too. Oh, darn. I guess I'll just have to stay up here tonight.
Horse Pucky, I put clean shirts in there just this morning.
Oh, well, then they must be in there somewhere. Son of a gun.
All right, I've had enough of your foolishness. Now, you listen here to me, Bubba. There will be no monkey business in front of Reverend and Mrs. Meacham tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I'll be darned if you're going to wear that god-awful tie with his shirt. What is it, Bubba?
Isn't that the Meacham's car pulling up?
It better not be. They weren't supposed to be here till 8.
Well, I'll be down just as soon as I put on my tie.
Oh, Lord, what else could go wrong? The Meachams are early. You're squirrely, and my parfaits have lost their pep.
I tell you what else could go wrong. If you don't bring me up something to eat right now, I'm going downstairs and ask the Reverend to pass the peas.
Fenton! Naomi! They're here! Oh, Lord. Just like that, Alberta Meacham to try and catch me off guard. I'd like to wring that woman's neck. Alberta, dear! Reverend Meacham, come on in.
Good evening, Thelma. How nice of you to have us.
You did say 7:30, didn't you?
Yes, of course, I surely did.
Well, Mama, I thought you said it was 8.
7:30 or 8, the Meachams are welcome here anytime. Alberta, you remember my son Benton and his wife Naomi?
Well, I've never seen them in church, but I do remember Naomi from Food Circus.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm awfully sorry I yelled at you this morning, Miss Meacham, but my check stand is clearly marked 10 items or less, and had I let you get away with 11, then I would have to let everybody.
Thelma, how fortunate you are to have such a conscientious daughter-in-law.
Oh, my, yes, we just love her to death. Well, why don't we all sit down?
You know, Thelma, I haven't been in your lovely home since your sister Fran's funeral.
And I bet we have even more fun tonight.
You all remember my grandson, Bubba.
Hi.
Bubba's in training for the 88 Olympics. An inspiration to us all.
Speaking of inspiration, Thelma, I think the Church Ladies League was so wise to nominate you for president this year.
Well, I'm just honored to be in the running with somebody as wonderful as Roselle Huplander.
As well you should be. Thelma, I just can't take my eyes off this unusual Marlin ashtray.
Oh, well, thank you. That's my pride and joy.
I never knew you smoked.
Oh, I don't. Nobody in my family smokes. That thing is strictly for looks only. Never held a butt.
That's right. Miss Harper won't even let Vinton use it when he has his poker night over here.
Poker night?
She's afraid it'll get broken in a drunken brawl.
Who's ready for dinner? Why don't y'all come on over and make yourselves at home, and I'll be right out with the first course. Okay. Just what the hell do you think you're doing?
Just making a little snack to take upstairs.
This is our dinner, you lame brain. Now, you listen to me. You are going to sit at the table with us, and you are going to be a perfect little gentleman. As it is, I'm getting raked over the coals by that dragon lady out there.
Do anything, Thelma.
Not a thing, sweetie. I'm just fixing Bubba's tie. We'll be right out with those salads.
Lord, I swear that woman had put Mother Teresa on edge.
Reverend Meacham, do you think you could help Vinton and I settle an argument that we've been having about the Ten Commandments?
You know, it's so exciting when I find a young couple today who are grappling to understand the word. Tell me, exactly where do you two disagree on the Ten Commandments?
Well, Vinton says no, but I say Charlton Heston won an Academy Award for it.
I have no idea.
I guess it's just one of those religious questions that all men ponder.
All righty. Here we go. I hope you all like pineapple salad.
Yes, it looks lovely, Thelma.
And I don't mind telling you, I am starved.
You're not the only one that's hungry.
How right you are, my son. There is a great hunger above us.
Who told you?
Who do you think?
Reverend Meacham, would you do us the honor of saying grace?
I'd be proud. Dear Father, we know there is a great hunger above us, a hunger for lost souls. Please, as we travel your highways and byways, help us to be ever mindful of that fact, that we too may help to fill your cup with human kindness. And please bless this food that is before us and help it to nourish our bodies for the everlasting glory of your name.
Good Lord in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you all eat up. I just got to go check on something in the kitchen. Hello, 911. This is Thelma Harper. I know the whereabouts of that escaped convict in the paper. Bonita Rokiki? Yes, here in my house, she's lurking around outside. Well, I don't know. She could be here to murder us all or burn the place down. Who knows what that girl's thinking? No, don't you dare put me on hold. Playing music. Want you to listen to Barry Manilow while you're waiting for your throat to be slit. Her name was Lola. She was with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down the leg, she would Miranda and do the cha-cha. And while she tried
Grandma,
to be a star, Tony always tent.
Why are you singing into the phone?
I am calling the cops on your little friend.
Grandma, you can't do that. Kids from juvie don't rat on each other.
Well, I happen to be a law-abiding citizen, Bubba. I can rat on anybody I want.
Bonita's not so bad once you get to know her.
Fine, Bubba. I'll look her up at the next prison rodeo.
Grandma, she's just a kid like me. Got off to kind of a rough start in her life. She's hungry and she's scared. She doesn't mean us any harm. Give her a chance, please. Grandma.
All right, Bubba. Besides, a person can only take so much easy listening.
Thanks, Grandma. She just came here for some food anyway.
Well, now that she knows she's not going to get any, hopefully she's moved on.
Now, who could that be? I'll get it, Mama.
Don't get it, Vinton. Don't get that.
Well, good evening. Is there something I can... is there... Mama!
Well, Thelma, who have we here?
Where? Oh, you mean her.
Oh, Miss Harper, you know who that is?
Yes, I know exactly who that is. That's, That's our new foreign exchange student, Inga.
Who?
You know, Inga.
Yeah, and I bet she's just starving.
Yes, Inga is her dependent but Barstian starving.
Boy, those Scandinavians have incredible appetites.
What part of Sweden are you from, Inga?
Inga doesn't speak a word of English. Vinton.
Tell me, Inga, what church do you attend in Sweden?
Rolls. She means holy rollers.
Thelma, do you think it's wise to have such a young, impressionable girl living in the same house with Bubba?
And just what is wrong with Bubba?
Well, he is a known felon who has served time in reform school. No offense, Bubba.
Alberta, juvenile hall is not a prison. It is a wonderful place where they try to help young people with their problems. Ha! Inga, shuck it, pace her back to Jeevy.
Well, this juvenile hall is so wonderful. Why do all the delinquents escape in droves like that wild girl yesterday? What was her name?
Bonita Rokiki. Wait a minute. Mama, that's not Inga. That's the Keek.
The Keek?
My name is Bonita.
Lloyd, another convict. The place is crawling with them. It's like having dinner with Ma Barker and her gang.
Now, just a damn minute here.
No offense, Reverend. Now, Berta Meacham, where do you get off coming into my home and passing judgment on my family, not to mention this poor little girl that you don't even know? Everybody was just about to give up hope on Bubba, and all he needed was a little love and encouragement. Well, maybe that's all Bonita needs, too. Plus a few table manners and some fashion tips.
You know, Bonita, juvie wasn't exactly a picnic for me either, but I stuck it out. And things have been really great here ever since then.
Yeah, I could sure go for a sit-up like this. Maybe I'd just stay here.
Staying here is not the answer, Bonita.
You listen to Bubba. He knows what he's talking about.
You can't just run away from your problems. Bonita, you don't stand a chance out there unless you go back to juvenile hall and finish your sentence, like I did.
I guess you're right.
What do you say, Bonita? How about if me and Bubba give you a ride back to juvie?
Okay. Thanks for dinner, Miss Harper. And if you ever need a foreign exchange student, you know where to find me. You bet I do. Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye.
Now, wasn't that sweet? And you were worried about your dinner party.
Yes, it's been quite an eye-opening experience. Shall we go, Lloyd?
Not so fast, Alberta. I haven't had my say.
Uh-oh.
Thelma.
Yes, sir.
The president of the Church Ladies League must set an example to the entire congregation. She should be above reproach and a paragon of Christian virtue.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, that's right. Kick her when she's down.
That is why, Thelma Harper, I cannot think of a better person to fill that position than you.
Way to go, Miss Harper!
Oh, Reverend Meacham!
Oh, my Lord! This is the happiest day of my life! Hot damn! Oh!
Did it again.
Well, I have heard enough. Lloyd, I will be waiting in the car.
Fine, Alberta. I'll be out as soon as I'm done with my parfait.
Okay, lady, freeze. This is the 911 emergency response unit. We got you surrounded.
I tell you what, them 911 fellas are Johnny on the spot, aren't they?
Okay, fellas, it's all right. It was a false alarm.
Y'all want to come on in for a peppy party parfait?
Really, Thelma?
That is President Thelma to you, sweet cheeks.